Hi, everybody. Thanks for calling in today for the UFC 79 conference call with Matt Hughes and Georges St. Pierre and Dana White. We have Matt Hughes and Georges St. Pierre on the line, and Dana White is here as well. So I'm going to toss the call to Dana to take you through remarks and the Q&A.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for calling in today. Obviously, brutal news over Thanksgiving weekend that Matt Serra was injured and could not face Matt Hughes. We didn't know, you know, what we were going to do, but thank God, not only the way that this sport is, but the athletes are amazing human beings. Georges St. Pierre steps up and takes the fight, and Matt Hughes accepts the fight. You know, if this was boxing, this fight would have had to have been canceled, and we would have had to make the Hughes-Serra fight later. I have nothing but respect for these two for stepping up to the plate and accepting this fight, and this fight is just as exciting as the other main event. So let's open it up to questions. Anybody that has any questions for Matt or Georges, they're on the phone.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Neil Davidson with the Canadian Press.
Yes, thank you. George, this question is for you. Can you tell us what kind of training you were in when this news came, since this fight is only slightly less than 5 weeks away? Is the short notice a problem?
Yeah, some people can blame me because I take the fight on a short notice, but what they doesn't know is I'm in the top of my game right now. I'm in great shape. I've been training with Rashad Evans to get him ready for his fight, and the only thing I was doing wrong is not eating as well as I should, like as well as if I would fight. But now I just have to change this thing, and keep training like I was doing, and I'm on the top of my game right now, and I cannot be more happy. I don't wish nobody's bad luck. Matt Serra's injuries is unfortunate. I don't wish bad luck to nobody. But for me, it's the opportunity to fight for the interim world title, and I look forward to it. And I'm glad to fight Matt Hughes. I consider him as the best welterweight on the planet right now, and it's going to be a great match.
And Matt, what about you? Is this a win-win situation for you? How is it looking forward to fighting Georges St. Pierre instead of Serra?
Well, it's I view this a couple different ways. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. I view this a couple different ways. Number one, it's bad in the fact that I'm fighting a lot tougher opponent than Matt Serra. That's bad. Another thing I dislike about the situation is I just feel that Matt Serra's getting the easy way out. Before if he would have beat me, then he would have fought George again, so he would have possibly fought both of us. Now he's getting the easy way out of fighting just one of us, possibly. And as you can tell, I'm not a big Matt Serra fan right now with what he said about me. And the last thing is, the good thing about the fight is, I'm not fighting this guy that's been bad-mouthing me, but I'm fighting somebody that I really respect. And so it'd be a pleasure to face Georges St. Pierre, a stand-up character like he is, as opposed to somebody like Matt Serra, who's just running his mouth.
Because in the show, you've actually, from what we've seen, you've been very moderate in your comments about Serra. You've kind of let him do the talking, and you've been quite diplomatic. I take it from what you've just said that your anger at what he's been saying has been building in the background.
Yeah, somewhat. I just feel that Matt Serra is getting kind of the good end of the deal right now, where George and I are going to face each other now, And so, I mean, and I just dislike that. I was really looking forward to fighting Matt with what he's said and the actions he's done against me. And so now I just don't have that hunger that I had before. But, you know, at least I'm fighting somebody, like I said earlier, that is, a good role model and doesn't say the things that Matt Serra does.
And just finally, if I may, you said on your website that fans will see a different Matt Hughes than the one from UFC 65.
Yeah, well, you know, we all learn from our mistakes, or at least most people do. And, you know, I'm going to build from that fight when George beat me. And you know, we won't prepare the same way that I did for that fight. So, you know, as I doubt George will be the same fighter that he was. You know, he's going to build from that win, and he'll build from the loss from Matt Serra as well. So I mean, you know, we've both grown into different fighters than we were last time we fought.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Jose Rodriguez with Sun Media Canada.
Funny thing, all the Canadians getting the first questions this time out. It's a question for George. George, you had a bit of a roller coaster year from, I guess, your highest high to your lowest low. And you yourself mentioned that, you know, your mental game was suspect when you went out against Matt Serra. What's your mental game now these days?
You know, I taste the greatest, the greatest honor by winning the world title before. And I taste also the humiliation. I know what I want and I know what I don't want right now. You know, I said it before, this loss to Matt Serra is probably the best thing ever happened to me for my career. I don't want to give any excuses. You know, in any sport, like if you take, for example, baseball, for example, it's not always the best team who win the game. It's the team who is the most well-prepared and who play the best who win the game. It's the same thing in fighting. It's not always the best fighter who win the fight. It's the fighter who come the more well-prepared and who fight the best. That's the fighter who's going to win the fight that night. It's the same thing in my fight against Matt Hughes. But in that case, I will come very well prepared, and my mental game is cannot be better than it is right now.
Yeah. And I guess you said you're training with Rashad for his fight. Who are you training with these days for your fight?
I train with a lot of different people. I train with in boxing with the WBA world champion, Joachim Alcine. With a lot of people in different sports, like I train wrestling with some of the best wrestlers in the world. They're going to the Olympic trial right now, so they're peaking in the same time as me. I train with some of the best boxers, like the WBA world champion. So he's got a fight coming up, so I'm fighting in the same time. So this fight for me is the best thing can happen to me, because those guys are fighting about the same time that I'm gonna fight. So we're all gonna peak in the same time, and also I have some people who coming down to train with me, Dennis Kang, Rashad Evan will come down, Nathan Marquardt, a lot of guys, David Loiseau, Patrick Cote, all those guys will come down, Steve Jardine, and so I'm going to be very well prepared.
Good, thank you. I had a question for Matt. Matt, on your website, you said that you had many reasons for taking these fights and that you would outline those in the days to come. Just wondering if you can share some of that with us.
not yet, no. You know, one thing is, you know, obviously catching George, where George, you know, I know likes to take a couple months out before a fight and really structure his workouts and everything this and that. So, you know, I was hoping to catch him a little off guard. And, you know, I like the fact that I'll be fighting George in Las Vegas and not up in Canada. So there are two reasons right there.
Good stuff. And I guess, what does it do to your training to, I guess, partway through it, have your opponent change like that? Have you changed the way you train?
No. You know, I'm over a month out, so really that doesn't matter. I really don't think that's going to be an issue at all, the fact that my opponent's changing so far out. So, no, I don't think that's a concern right now.
Okay, and I have one last question for Dana, if you're on the line. How long before Matt Serra needs to defend his belt before he would lose it?
I haven't really thought about that yet. He's doing everything he can to get better. He's, you know, he's going to therapy, he's seeing the doctors, and, you know, the kid just got hurt a few days ago. I'm not even thinking about that yet.
Okay, but it, I guess there is in the rule book, there isn't a structured X amount of time before that person has to defend?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know the answer to that. I think it's probably, if he's going to be out for a long time and it's an injury that's going to tie up the title for a long time, then yeah. I mean, we would have to strip him. But, you know, the guy just got hurt a few days ago. I'm not even thinking about that right now.
Okay, and then while I got you, Dana, Canada.
Yeah, we're coming to Canada this year. Obviously, St. Pierre is fighting, you know, in a few weeks now. So we go to Canada. We'd love to go to Canada with George, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
We'll take our next question from Kevin Iola with Yahoo Sports.
Hi, I'd like to ask Matt a question. Matt, if Matt Serra and George were both healthy, would you rather be fighting Matt or George, given the fact that, you know, you'd like to get revenge on George, also, you know, Matt?
I would much rather fight Matt Serra, just from my built-up anger that I've kind of got right now with what he said and done. So, that would definitely be my answer. You know, George is one of those guys where he's always going to be around the sport. He's just that good. Matt Serra is not, you know, in my eyes. You know, if he loses his next fight, you know, he'll probably lose his fight after that and he'll be out of the UFC. So, Matt Serra's, kind of high on the list to fight here real soon, because if I don't fight him soon, I don't think I'll fight him at all.
What specifically is it that, you know, is it the fact that he called you, excuse my language, a dick, or are there other things that really upset you about that?
It's just basically what he said. I mean, you know, the terms he's used against me, how he represents the world championship title, the welterweight title. I just think he's somewhat bad for the sport, and I know Dana would disagree with me. Dana would say, you know, the fans need all types of people. They need people to cuss. They need people to do this. You know, the UFC, I'm sure, wants to please everybody. You know, they want everybody buying the pay-per-views. They just don't want the people who want good role models. So, I just don't like his attitude. And I really believe that what he says about me is actually, you know, what he thinks about himself. I don't even know if he realizes that or not, though.
Interesting. Dana, I just want to ask you a question, if I could, real quick. Given the fact that you have Liddell and Vanderlei on this card, it would have been a good main event. Did you give much consideration to just waiting out until Serra was healthy and having the fight with Hughes and Serra as the main event on another card?
No, never did. We wanted to. Matt Hughes got ready for this thing. Matt Hughes has been sitting on the sidelines for a long time doing this reality show, and no.
Cool.
I'm thrilled that St. Pierre stepped up to the plate. And so did Matt, taking the fight on late notice.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
We'll take our next question from Brad Young with VegasInsider.com.
Yeah, Matt, you touched on this a little while earlier. How disappointed are you about not fighting Serra, and how are you training differently for GSP than Matt Serra?
Well, there's certain things I'll definitely change some techniques up as to what I'm working on, but I'm just trying to get in the best shape of my life. So, I mean, that will not change. And, yes, it's disappointing that I'm not going to fight Serra, but, to be honest, I think the people would rather see this fight than me and Matt Serra anyway. So, I mean, it's not a loss for me, but it's a win-win. You know, I get to rematch George, and also the people get to see a better fight anyway.
Gotcha. Thank you, guys.
We'll take our next question from Thomas Garbasi with USC.
Hey, Matt. A lot of people wouldn't have blamed you if you said, I want to wait till Sarah's healthy, and I don't want to fight a guy like St. Pierre on short notice. Walk me through your thought process from the time you were told Serra was out to the time you accepted the fight. What was going through your mind at that point?
Well, my wife says I was, a little bit, depressed the day I found out about it. And I won't disagree. I was just really excited to fight Matt Serra, you know, the guy opposite the reality show from me. So, I went through a little depression there for a day, and then, you know, I really started to think about it, and I started to pray on who, what I should do. Should I just not fight? Should I try and fight John Finch? Should I try and fight Diego? You know, do I want to rematch George St. Pierre? So I had a big decision, and finally I just, you know, kind of said, you know, what's good for me, what's good for the UFC, and what's good for the people who are watching the sport, and it was George was the fit.
Right. Now, Matt, this is your first camp since splitting with Pat's camp. How has that been going, and has it been an adjustment not being in the familiar surroundings?
It's actually, my workouts are a lot better now. I'm getting much better workouts than I have in the past. I really think I'm going to be in better shape this fight. And, you know, my boxing coach has really stepped up. We've come a long way on a lot of things, and it's just been great. I've been with been training now for well over a month. And, you know, I'm in fighting shape right now.
Right. Thanks, Matt. Question for George. George, going into this fight, obviously you had great success against Matt the last time. How do you avoid being overconfident going in there with him again?
I'm not overconfident at all. I remember Matt, he beat me once, and I beat him once. So now it's equal. We beat each other one time. Of course, we're both gonna be different fighter this time. We grew up from our win and lost, and it's gonna be a total different match.
Right. Now, how bad you beat Josh Koscheck earlier this year? How bad did you need that win for your confidence? Obviously, you needed, you know, to get back in the picture, but how bad did you need that win confidence-wise to beat Josh?
Well, I went through a lot of things in my life, a lot of personal issue. I just had the worst time in my life. Right now it's behind me, and I just look up to the future. This win made me a way better fighter, and I'm the type of guy who never make the same mistake twice. So I learned from it. I grew up from it, and what doesn't kill us make us stronger.
Right. Thanks, George.
Our next question comes from Mike Straka with Fox News.
Hey, Dana, question for you. On the card itself, how much of a financial hit will the pay-per-view take now that there's no title match? And did you sweeten the pot at all for Matt Hughes in order to take the fight?
It is a title match. It's for the title.
Yeah, but it's an interim title. I mean, okay, it's a title match, but it's still an interim title.
Yeah, no, it's for an interim title, and these guys get paid really well. No, I didn't give them a bump. It's not like that with these guys. These guys, you know, Matt and George both stepped up to the plate for the fight. And as far as taking a financial hit, I actually think it's going to be the other way around. I think that people are fired up about Matt and St. Pierre, and I think it's a good thing.
I think what about all the promotion that you've done already with the Ultimate Fighter? I mean, how can you get that back?
I mean, that stuff happens. I mean, if this was boxing, we'd be canceling this whole event, and every ounce of promotion we did would be for nothing. You know, the fact that we are able to pull, you know, an amazing fight like this out of our hat is incredible. And, yeah, we've got to go out and spend some money now and change some advertising. Gladly. Gladly go out and change the advertising. We're doing it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Denny Burkholder with CBS Sports.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Dana, I wanted to take you back to when you found out that Sarah wasn't going to be able to fight. I mean, this the fight with George St. Pierre and Matt Hughes came together relatively quickly after that news became public.
I was on suicide watch for about 5 hours. And then, you know, we just started, you know, we got to bounce back and start working on what we can do. Hughes still wanted to fight. We got out and started looking at potential opponents, and St. Pierre stepped up to the plate and said he'd do it. Then Hughes said, yes, I'll fight him. And you know, awesome. I'm telling you, I had the worst and the best Thanksgiving ever. You know, I found out that Sarah was out, and I was devastated. And then the way that these two stepped up and you know, jump into this fight, and I was just blown away. I called them both and freaked out on both of them. You know, just I love this sport, man. When stuff like this happens.
Now, just for the record, were there any other fighters in that weight class who called the office and tried to get this fight?
I'll be honest with you. Nobody's knocking our door down to fight Matt Hughes. You know what I mean? On short notice, except for George St. Pierre.
Okay. And now, Matt, you mentioned earlier that it took you used the word hunger. You said it took away some of the hunger for the fight, knowing that, you know, George is a pretty respectable guy, and on the other hand, you really don't like Matt Sarah that much. Does that take away some of the drive? I mean, are you going to have to work on the mental aspect of your training a little bit more to get worked up over fighting George again?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think now I really got to concentrate more and be more focused. You know, there's such a difference in competition when you look at Matt Sarah and when you look at George St. Pierre. You know, as I publicly said before, George St. Pierre knocks Matt Sarah out 9 out of 10 times. So I mean, now I've really got to step it up. I've really got to mentally focus and stay on my game to fight somebody like George.
Now, a follow-up question to that. Now, you have fought George twice before. You each have a win. You've both been former champions. This is for the title, and it's the rubber fight in the series. How important is that to your legacy as a fighter?
My legacy as a fighter. I don't think about much about my legacy as a fighter. I fight because it puts food on the table, and number one, I fight because I love to compete. And so, you know, I really can't field any questions about my legacy as a fighter because it's not something I really think about.
Okay, George, maybe I can ask you the same question. You've split a pair of fights with Matt Hughes before. You're both former champions. How does the opportunity to go two up in the three fight series? How do you view that?
Well, yeah, of course, it's going to be our third fight, and it might not be the last one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Matt Hughes, he's still, I think he's very young. He's still in awesome shape, and I'm still in awesome shape and very young as well. You know, so we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So I see this fight, of course, not as another fight because it's a title fight. We don't fight for the title every day. I consider Matt Hughes personally as the best fighter and probably one of the best pound for pound in the sport. If he's not, he's probably the best pound for pound. So I'm very pumped up for that fight. Matt Hughes is a guy that I was looking up to him for a long time. And fighting him, like I said, in my last fight with him before, it's a great honor. And I think the fans are agree that you know, they're gonna have a hell of a fight right now. So it's gonna be an awesome night.
I can answer the legacy question for you. This is huge for their legacy. This is one of those fights. These guys are two of the best welterweights in the world. Hughes is considered probably, you know, the greatest ever. And, you know, this is like the old fights with, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler and Hearns. And that's exactly what this is. And this, you know, is one of those kind of fights that people will be talking about 25 years from now.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dana.
Our next question comes from Ryan Mink with the Washington Post.
Hi, Matt. I wanted to ask you about, I mean, I was just looking at your record and noticed that since you joined the UFC, you've had a number of rematches. Why is that? Is it that people just, you know, can't wait to fight you again or don't like you very much, or what is it?
I tell you the reason there's so many rematches is because I've not been beating people up like I should. I'm a firm believer if you beat somebody up bad enough the first time, they don't want to fight you the second time. So people like Frank Trigg, the first time I just didn't hurt him bad enough. So that's why there's so many rematches. And number two, I guess I've just had some, you know, some controversial fights to where people thought they should have won, and they've people have come back in the picture like Frank and was a top contender, you know, so I guess that's why. But the main reason I've got so many rematches is because I'm not hurting people enough.
Right. And is it kind of weird? I mean, a lot of times going into fights, you know, a lot of fighters will talk trash and all that stuff. Is it weird to go against the guy that you actually respect, or do you like that more?
Yeah, I like it more, definitely. I do. I just... I'm not the type of guy to go out and talk a bunch of trash unless I'm really provoked. So it puts me more at home to be relaxed and not be on my guard all the time with whatever I see on the internet or read in a magazine. So, I like it a lot more.
What is it about you that Matt Serra doesn't like so much? What bothers him about you?
You know, I really don't know. I don't know what it was that made him so aggravated with me. You know, I guess I looked like the guy back in junior high that was giving wedgies. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what started this.
No, I really don't know what started it either.
Right. So what, I mean, when you go up against St. Pierre, I mean, what do you say to him beforehand? Or, you know, do you guys shake hands beforehand? Or, you know, what happens?
You know, if they bring us to the middle of the ring and we shake hands, you know, I'll do my, you know, it's what I used to do in wrestling. Every time I shake somebody's hand before I wrestle them, I always tell them good luck, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what comes out of my mouth.
Is that, and Dana, maybe you can help me out with this a little bit more, is it more uncommon to see somebody like Matt that, you know, has a lot of respect for the guy who's going to walk in, or do you most often see guys that kind of get hyped up and, you know, put something negative in their mind?
It depends. It depends on the personalities, you know what I mean? You know, there's guys that have to hate everybody they fight. But usually in the UFC, I mean, most of these guys are friends, and they hang out before and after. But they go in there and they compete against each other. You get the occasional, you know, it's always fun when the guys hate each other like Hughes and Serra, you know. it always makes it a lot more fun. But trust me, St. Pierre and Hughes might have a lot of respect for each other, but they're going in there to win that night. And the fans know it. The fans know what to expect from both guys, and it's going to be a great fight.
So, Danny, even though, I mean, do you kind of look at this like the battle of two nice guys going at it or what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the type of guys, as talented as these two are, these kind of fights are fun. I mean, if you look at the Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell trilogy, I mean, these guys had nothing but respect for each other and said nothing but good things about each other. They were competing coaches on The Ultimate Fighter and got along great together. They went in there and tried to knock each other out, you know?
Right. So these are just as much fun as sometimes those matches where the guys loathe each other.
No doubt about it. Just, you know, you just don't get all the fun shit talk leading up to it.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Our next question comes from Doug Jeffrey with Ultimate Grappling Magazine.
Hey, thanks for your time, you guys. I wanted to start with Matt. How do you mentally change gears from Matt Serra to GSP?
Well, I think the time is the big issue here. You know, if I was a week and a half or 2 weeks out, you know, I wouldn't have time to. But I'm a month away, over a month away, and I've got plenty of time to. You know, and I got to switch gears a little bit, but I think I can do that. You know, and I do, you know, I don't brag on myself, but I do think I'm a mentally tough person, and I just got to put my mind at work going against George St. Pierre now and not Matt Serra.
When you say you have to switch gears, what does that entail?
Well, you know, before I was fighting a guy that it was easy to get up and train for, it was easy to get up and hit the bags for because, you know, I disliked him. My motivation is, you know, if I can beat George St. Pierre twice and have him only beat me once, that's a heck of a milestone. I just really think that him and I make up this welterweight division. You know, I think George and I are a far distant from anybody else the UFC has, you know, at that weight. So, you know, if I can put that extra notch in my belt, and beat George one more time, then you know, I think my stock in the UFC is going to go up, and I think my stock with the fans is going to go up, and those are two good reasons right there.
You said the workouts are better now that you are away from the Miletic camp. How are they better? Can you go into detail on that?
Well, up at Pat's, it was kind of the same routine, and you know, nobody really told me what to do. I did what I wanted to do. And here I've got some great coaches that they tell me what to do. They say, hey, you're going to do this, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. And I don't have the option of saying, I don't feel like doing all that today. I'm just going to maybe run on the treadmill. So, you know, I've got some coaches that really know what's going on, and they are pushing me. You know, it's human nature to take the easy way out. And, you know, I'm a 9-time UFC champion, and yet I'm still human in the fact that I will look for the easy way out. But, you know, I need to push like everybody else does, and now I've got people to do that.
Okay, good deal. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from Franklin McNeil with Newark Star-Ledger.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, my first question is for Matt. You mentioned the personal aspect of the fight with Sarah, but how is it that now that you're not facing Matt, Sarah, that it could be advantageous for you fighting, at least mentally, fighting George?
You know, you kind of broke up there. Can you quickly repeat your question again? I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Even though the you talked about the Sarah fight being very personal and being motivated in that sense, but now you're fighting a fighter that, you know, obviously is a more skilled fighter, a much more well-rounded fighter. How is it that, or can it be advantageous for you training and more focus-wise, knowing that you are fighting a really better fighter?
Sure. In
Georgia. And could that be advantageous for you as far as preparing, even though you only have a month left?
Well, I think I'm going to switch things up, and I've been training on a lot of things, you know. So, I mean, my training is not going to change a whole lot, to be honest. Just with my technique classes, my technique coaches are gonna do some things. But if I can get in great shape, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer in that a champion is always gonna find a way to win. Whether you're on your back, whether you're on your feet, whether you're on top of somebody, whether you're in the middle of the ring, whether you're against the cage, a champion will find a way to win. So I don't know how I'm gonna beat George St. Pierre. But I'm just a true believer in that it's going to happen, you know. And I'm sure George is saying the same thing. If somebody doesn't believe they're going to win that fight, before they step in, then they shouldn't go in there in the first place. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but I just believe that I'm going to win that fight.
Right. And Dana, when I heard about this fight, I really got excited. I'm sure a lot of other writers and fans are as well.
So did I.
Now, my thing was, when I first heard about Sarah being forced to pull out, my first reaction was the card's still strong, but it had lost a little bit of its luster. Now my approach is that, wow, this card is actually better, and not to disrespect Matt Sarah in any way, but this fight between Matt Hughes and Georges St. Pierre, to me, makes this fight, this card, even better, even more of a must-see. Would you agree with that?
100%. The fact that we were able to put together, you know, to lose, you know, a marquee fight like that, and then be able to put together the huge rubber match between, you know, St. Pierre and Hughes is, I'm serious, man. I was flipping out. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Now, and my last question is for George. George, Matt was Matt Hughes talked about would prefer to fight Sarah in a sense that it was more personal. What is your take on it? Would you prefer to fight Sarah first rather than Matt Hughes? And if so, why?
Of course, I would like to fight Sarah, but to be honest, I consider Matt Hughes as a better fight. I think Matt Hughes is a better fighter. But like you said, the reason why we fight is because it's not always the better fighter who wins the fight. It's the guy who will fight the best. And I'm glad to fight Matt Hughes. I have a lot of respect for Matt Hughes, but that night when I'm going to put my short on and my gloves, I'm going to come out with my killing instinct. I have a job to do, and my job is to destroy my opponent. And that's what I'm going to do that night. And Matt Hughes will tell you the same thing. It's not because we respect each other that we're going to come in the fight and go easy. We're both professional fighters. That's what we train for. We train to fight, and it's going to be a very exciting fight, I can promise you.
Okay, and thank you, guys. And Dana, thanks for doing this. This is great.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
See ya.
Our next question comes from Neil Davidson with the Canadian Press.
Yes, Matt. Matt Sarah seemed quite a popular cast member on season 4 of The Ultimate Fighter, and one might have suspected, some might have guessed that given your competitive nature, you might have been the villain of the two coaches. But at the recent UFC card, Sarah seemed to get some booze. Do you think that his his penchant for dumping on you and you not responding has kind of backfired on him?
Yes, I think it has. I think he thought that maybe I was bad-mouthing him at the same time. But I really don't have a problem with Matt Serra. The only problem I have with Matt Serra is what he says and does to me here recently. I've got nothing, you know, in my history to dislike Matt, to be honest. So, you know, the only thing I don't like is what's happened, you know, basically on the show and right before he fought George, you know, he actually started, he started talking quite a little bit. So, I did notice the booze in the crowd, but, you know, I just think that's him. You know, I think the way they captured him on the show is actually him. He's not putting on an act to talk bad about me. He's just actually showing people who he is.
And George, after the Serra fight, you said that your injuries and other things, personal things, had restricted your training to just a few weeks. This time your training as a proper training camp is also restricted to 5 weeks. Do you feel that that is not a problem, given what you said, that you're in pretty good shape? And is it also because the rest of your life is in order?
It's not the same thing at all. I mean, I don't want to talk about the fight with Matt Serra. I don't want to give any excuses. I'm a professional athlete. I made a mistake by taking that fight. I paid for it, and I want to get over it. It's finished. It's done, and now I look up to the future. But it's a total different scenario. I have no injury. I'm in great shape. My life is in order, and I've been training really hard. The only thing I was not doing, like I said, is I was like not eating as well as I should. But I'm genetically I'm lucky. I don't get fat. I don't get, you know, I don't have any problem, health problem. So I'm in the best shape of my life right now. I'm sharp in training. My timing is there, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, thank you, both of you.
Our next question comes from James Bryden with Rogers Sportsnet.
Hi, my first question is for Dana. Between you and George, who called who first, and was having the title fight one of the conditions?
Well, we were talking to George's people, and Hughes and St. Pierre both wanted it to be a title fight. They both wanted to go five rounds. They both wanted it to be a title fight.
Okay. And for George, when you saw the news about Serra, was your first thought, I'm taking this fight, or did you think about it first and just wanted to make sure that that it was a title fight?
I wanted to take that fight anyway. You know, people are going to think I'm crazy, but I have this feeling that this thing might happen. And I didn't know who was going to be injured, but I knew it would be a probability. And I'm the type of guy who always train. I'm never off season. I take maybe a week off after a fight or 2 weeks off, but after, normally when I'm not injured, I'm always training. I'm always in great shape. So I knew it would be a possibility that one of the fighters was going to be injured. So I wanted to be ready to step in case it happened.
So when you were offered a fight, it was right away accepted?
Right away.
Okay, good deal. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Carlos Arias with the Orange County Register.
Hi, I got a couple quick questions for Dana. Dana, did you get a chance to speak with Randy Couture? I know you guys wanted to have a meeting. And then also, have you been able to speak to Quentin Rampage Jackson about what he's going to be doing in the future?
No, I haven't talked to Randy yet. I actually text Randy today, and then I have talked to Rampage. Yes.
When I talked to Rampage last week, they said that they would be able to be ready to fight by February. Is that something you guys are considering?
Possibly. I told you I've got some plans for him that we're not announcing yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be doing something soon.
Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Ariel Helwani with Jerry Park.
Hey, Dana, you mentioned that you're going to have to change the ads for this fight. Can you talk a bit about anything that you have to change for the last episodes of The Ultimate Fighter? Because obviously you probably have those in the can, and you'll have Sarah and Hughes talking about the fight on December 29th.
Yeah, we'll have to change that. We'll have to have Hughes talking about Saint Pierre.
So you guys, are you doing more interviews and things like that, or is George gonna? Are you gonna do some interviews with George to air, or how are you gonna use?
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah, we've got so much stuff to jump back and change, and but believe me, I couldn't be happier.
And what will be the main event for UFC 79? Is it gonna be this fight or the Silva Liddell fight?
This fight's the main event.
All right, George, you mentioned how much respect that you have for Matt, and following your loss to Matt Serra in April, there was some sort of, I guess, some controversy as to whether or not Matt Hughes was smiling after your loss. Did you happen to see that or hear about that after you lost to Serra?
Well, I haven't think about it, but he was smiling. I mean, he was smiling, you know, like... You know what we said in French is sometimes the bad luck of somebody's bad luck make you know, somebody else happy, you know. So maybe he was happy because he didn't like Metzger. I have no clue. I haven't think about it. You know, when I fight, I don't fight with my anger. I fight with my heart. So I don't care. I don't need to hate somebody to fight him. Fighting is my job, and no matter what, Matthew is a gentleman. But like I said, I'm gonna come. December 29, I'm going to come with my killer instinct when I'm going to put my glove in the locker room and have a job to do, and my job is to destroy my opponent.
Let's say you do beat Serra next month. Will you? Hughes next month. Will you only feel truly vindicated and satisfied once you get that rematch against Matt Serra, and then you'll fully feel as though you've recaptured your title?
I'm never going to be satisfied. I have a bigger plan. For my career, I don't want to talk about it right now. Right now, you know, I'm talking about Matt Hughes, but I have a plan for my career, and I want to make a statement. I want to be in the history of UFC, and I'm on my way to do it.
All right, just a couple questions for Matt Hughes. Matt, you mentioned that you had a severe back injury going into your fight against Royce Gracie. Now that you've been able to kind of digest this whole situation with Serra, are you a little bit ticked off that he's not going to take the fight?
Well, to be honest, I don't know how severe his back injury is. I hear he had to get an ambulance to leave and go to the hospital. So, it doesn't matter to me now. You know, now I'm past that. I've got a new opponent. So, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm definitely not looking back at Matt Serra right now. You know, I'm sure in a couple months I can start thinking about Matt Serra again.
All right, and finally, I got to ask, were you in fact smiling or laughing after that loss, and what about?
I was definitely smiling. You know, I never would have thought George would have lost that fight. It was just like I said, 9 out of 10 times George wins that fight. So, and Matt Serra had already started talking about me, you know, saying bad things about me. So the only way I was going to fight Matt Serra was if he won that fight. But in my mind, he wasn't going to, though. I mean, there's just no way he was going to win that fight. And I was so shocked when he threw that punch and George went down. It was just pure amazement that put that smile on my face, and it was because I was going to get to fight Matt Serra. Because if he didn't win that fight, he was going to lose to the next guy, lose to the next guy, and once again, he was going to be out of the UFC. And you got to remember, the reason why he was on that reality show is because he couldn't make it in the UFC. It was called the Comeback Show because those guys couldn't make it in the UFC. So the only way I was going to fight Matt Serra was if he beat George. But it was just amazing because I just never thought it was going to happen.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Our next question comes from Lance Pugmire with Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Dana. I got on the call a little bit late. I was wondering if you could just recap for me exactly what happened to Serra, when it happened, and what were the details of his injury?
It was, I don't know the exact day. I think it was Thanksgiving Day I got the call. Mm-hmm. And he had been training that day, and he was fine. He said he had a really hard workout, said he was in great shape. Then he had a jiu-jitsu class that night that he taught and was showing just a basic move, just moving around, and his back just, he felt like his back went out. He said he felt like he was paralyzed.
Wow.
So they had to, you know, rush him to the hospital, and, you know, it ended up he has two herniated discs in his back. So I was on suicide watch for about 5 hours, and then, you know, we started calling around, called Hughes and told him, you know, he was bummed out, and then we started trying to put another fight together. St. Pierre stepped up to the plate and accepted the fight, and then Hughes stepped up to the plate and accepted the fight, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and you're calling it just an interim title fight, but I think it also raises interesting question. Have you ever considered making non-title fights, five-round fights?
Yeah,
like in Liddell Silva. I mean, you could do it with that. Have you ever entertained that thought?
There's so many fights out there that people, me, I sit there and go, God, I wish this was a five-round fight.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I knew that would be the way that people would feel about Hughes and St. Pierre, too. So we made it for the interim title. Plus, but, you know, there's no question that both these guys are worthy of it, you know? So it makes sense. Certain times it makes sense and certain times it doesn't, you know? Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to talk to a guy and say, would you rather, you know, how about we fight five rounds instead of three rounds? There has to be something in it, you know? Mm-hmm. Why would I want to fight five rounds instead of three unless I get something at the end?
Yeah.
Other than my ass kicked for another two rounds.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Our next question comes from Dave Carmichael with CBS Radio.
Hey, my first question is for Dana. Hey, Dana, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. You know, this is a rivalry triangle now. It used to be just Hughes and GSP. Matt Serra's put himself in there with the victory over GSP, and now with the reality show with Hughes. There's obviously some bad blood there. Is it safe to say, obviously, the winner of this fight gets Serra is what it's looking like, but is it safe to say, barring some unforeseen circumstance, we're going to see all three of these guys eventually kind of round-robbing each other?
No doubt about it. It's like I said, it's like the, you know, Leonard Hagler Hearns, you know, it's awesome. It couldn't be any better. Two guys who are considered the, you know, the best welterweights in the world, and one considered the best ever, the cocky underdog who came in and upset, St. Pierre, and then the reality show, Hughes hates him. It's just, it's a beautiful fucking thing.
Matt Hughes, this is for you, buddy. I'm curious. You said on the show, and you said in several interviews, that at least half of this game is mental. And you obviously, it seems, have different motivations with, obviously, you want to beat them both. But you have different feelings towards, seems like you have more respect towards GSP than Matt Serra. There's more bad blood between you and Serra. If you could snap your fingers, I'm curious. I know your eyes on the prize right now, but if you could snap your fingers and Serra were all of a sudden healthy again, which fight do you prefer? Is this a better outcome for you, or would you still like to have fought Serra next?
I've somewhat answered this before. I need to fight Serra when I can, because he's just not going to be in this picture as long as George is. You know, I can hold off on fighting George because he's always going to be in the spectrum in the UFC. He's always going to be in the top five, the top four, the top three, top two. You know, he's always going to be there, but Matt's not. So, you know, if I had my choice, I would probably fight, you know, Matt Serra right now and not George for that reason. And to be honest, I think George would say the same thing. You know, I don't think George thinks that Matt Serra is going to be in the UFC forever. He's definitely not going to be there as long as George and I are. So I think George would probably answer that the same way. He'd rather fight Matt Serra now and hold off and fight me later.
I'm finally, Matt. It was out here in Sacramento when you fought George last. It seems with Sarah, you've got to worry so much more about the ground stuff. With George, it's, you know, who the hell knows what he's going to do, stand up or ground. With a month, you know, with about a month left and short notice to get ready, and vice versa, you know, he's got a month to get ready for you. What's going to be different in your mind, a year later, basically almost exactly a year later from the last Sacramento fight?
Well, you know, I'll have a whole different mindset, you know, I'm not going to go into what I'm going to do different right now. My coaches and I have to come up with that, number one. And number two, I'm not going to let everybody know what's going to go on right now. If I can get mentally, if I can get my head lined out, which I know I can, then that's half the battle right there. Physically, you know, after that first punch is thrown, whether it's George's or whether it's mine, I'm gonna be on autopilot. You know, it's just where you don't have to think anymore. I just need to get my head screwed on straight, get thinking about George and stop thinking about Matt Serra. And then I'm going to be fine. And I've got plenty of time to do that. You know, I'm a month and a half out. There's been times where I've not been training at all and taken fights in 3 weeks. So, I mean, I'm ahead of the game, to be honest.
All right. Good luck, gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
We have a follow-up question from Doug Jeffrey with Ultimate Grappling Magazine.
This is a question for Mr. St. Pierre. George, have you been watching the Ultimate Fighter show?
I mean, on and off. I didn't watch all of it. I was busy training. I watched some of it, and I missed some of it, you know.
Okay. Do you think that Matt will have a mental letdown because he's not fighting Matt Serra? And if so, how does that impact your approach to this fight?
I don't think so. I think Matt, he's glad to fight me too. It's just that he had, like he said, he doesn't like Matt Serra, so he want to fight Matt Serra more because he doesn't like him. And I think he's glad to fight me because for him, it's the opportunity to avenge his loss last time. And me and the same, like I said, it's 1-1. He beat me once, I beat him once. Now it's the like a rubber match, you know, a trilogy.
You've made reference to a killer instinct. Can you describe what that means to you?
What that means to me is, you know, in every day I'm a nice guy. You know, if you see me in the street everywhere, I'm a nice guy all the time. But when I put my shirt on, when I'm going to fight, and I put my shirt on, I put my glove, and the guy come in my locker room and he said to me, George, you're up next. I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person at all. I'm not in the same mental state that I am every day. I can make that switch easy. And that's what's going to happen December 29 at night.
Can you describe what that mentality is?
I'm going there to with my killer instinct. I'm going there to hurt people. It's not time to be nice. I'm going there to make my job to destroy my opponent, to finish. I go there for the finish, for the knockout.
Okay, good deal. Thank you very much.